Hey, scrollers, welcome to another popping episode of Scrolling with Jen and V. We are your hosts of these crazy wild videos. To my right, who do I have? This beauty over here.
Hey, y'all, it's Jen. How y'all doing out there?
And I'm your girl, V Greasy. And y'all buckle down, strap down, sit down, all of that. Get you a snack, get your babies on ready. If you need some drink inspo, y'all know where to go. Head to our social media.
Cheers.
And cheers at Jen and V on TV and get inspired. We have so many simple, easy to make recipes for you guys. All right. Now, let's go ahead and tap. Look, I can't even talk. Y'all, the drink got a little lit. Talk, text, and tag your friends, y'all, and let them know you are on with the girls. Tell them to tap in. What's our first segment for tonight, Jen?
Go off, Granny!
I love my granny. So, yes, go off, Granny. I love that. Jen, kick us off, please.
Y'all, forget the moo-moo. Granny's got a brand new dress. How about that? All right, IG user JustD79 posted this. Let's see Granny's dress.
This is Moe's. This what they meant. Forget a moo-moo. This summer dress where it's at.
Is that where they got the low
that
back?
Is
yeah. Oh, well, that's the
it
Jean.
Goes down farther yep. in the back. So I can't.
People like Jill Scott.
Y'all know what I mean. Hold on. Lower ooh. Your gaze. Oh, no. Oh, no. I just made another knot. Apparently, I'm having some issues getting this knot out of this here dress. So I got a grapefruit and a bowl of steaming hot oatmeal, if you can help me untangle these here knots.
Yeah.
Slide come on. Be quick about it.
Oh. Be quick about it.
Yes, Granny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slide in my DMs. Be quick about
she
it.
Said I got some bowl of oatmeal and some grapefruit. You can help me out of this.
Yes. That's what I love
them
about
dresses
my grandies.
Are popular right now.
Yeah, I can tell. You knew about it. I had never seen
yeah, it's
these
got
dresses
a low,
before.
It's really sexy. It's got a low back. I said I was going to order me one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're real cute. Candace, she say, forget that moo-moo. Mm-hmm. That's all the moo-moo you need. That's the modern. That now, y'all going to, everybody, it's trending. Everybody going to be getting them dresses. That's going to be the new moo-moo.
That's going to be the new
that's
version
gonna,
of
that's
the moo-moo.
That's going to be the new moo-moo.
Yes. I like because grannies, they're just mm-hmm. unfiltered.
I like her tattoo.
Yeah.
And her hair.
Like it is. Yeah, it was so full.
Her makeup was
so,
pretty,
all that
too.
Volume. Yeah.
I like her. She has some little swag
she
about
said,
her.
She said, slide in my DMs. Be quick about it. Mm-hmm. You see, that's what I'm saying. The grannies going to tell you like it is. Like, chop, yeah. chop. Let's get it going.
Season. They
yes.
season.
Chop, chop.
They
like,
know
what
they
you
want. They're not going to waste their time.
Yeah.
And they tell it how it is.
Because they still have their desires, too. Okay.
I like that. I love her.
Me too.
She's pretty.
Let Nana brag a little. Yeah, let Nana brag a little bit. Ain't nothing wrong with a little brag, okay?
She better do her thing.
Yeah, a little brag. Just a little piece. I just use it as Laura Catherine _ 1948. Girl, you're bragging rights. So let's see them. Ranking the women I've outlived. Oh, wow. Ooh, ranking the women she's outlived. I can't see it. It's some of the worst to kind of cut off based on how to. Yeah, I can't.
What did it say? Inches 6'10". The definition of.
Yeah, I can't tell.
Moody always has something negative to say about my knitting. She gone.
Beth. Negative 1 out of 10. I have a sneaking suspicion she was crushing on my hubby. Damn.
She out of there.
Okay. Then we have Marie, 9 out of 10. My dearest friend was so sad when she passed. Made good cookies. Agatha, 4 out of 10. Damn. Smells like cat discharge. Has been through more men than Taylor Swift. Oh, damn. Shots fired at Taylor. Damn. Then we have Cynthia, 10 out of 10. Took up 2 seats in our knitting group. She's a fake ginger. Spoke ill of my daughter. Oh, what, baby? Negative 10, baby. Cynthia looked like she'll say something like that. Sorry. Oh, Martha, negative 100 out of 10. What? Looks like a cinnamon roll will kill you. Boomer version of Regina George. Alpha Mean Girls. Who is this? Leslie, 100 out of 10, says, we were supposed to decay together, but now she decays while I slay. I miss you, Leslie. Aww. Supposed to be her partner in decay. Then we have Debbie. What that say? Infinity out of 10. Whoa. Tried to take Derek from me in eighth grade. She's still technically alive, but dead to me. I'm praying on her downfall. Damn. And she look kind of wicked, too. I'm scared of Debbie. I'm kind of scared of her. And not her rape people, baby. That's what I'm saying. These grannies ain't got no filter, baby. She done put them in. She done raided the grannies. Like, Wow. Okay. She's bragging.
So this is about to be me in the future. This abuela about to get turnt. You hear me? IG Donna Caprini, whatever that say, Caprini, I posted this.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Play it again, Todd.
Yep. Abuela about
I'm sure
to get
that is
turned.
Full of alcohol. She's like, ah!
Yeah, she gonna drink all that, too. Vacation
and she say, I don't
time.
Need nobody
vacation
to help me
time.
Either.
She don't need no help.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation
this
time.
This ain't
got
no
two
shareable.
Straws don't mean two can drink. It.
Exactly. This is all for me. Vacation time. I ain't keeping no grandkids. I ain't doing none of that. Okay. I'm retired.
And
I'm living
how she
my
should
life.
Be.
Yes. Okay. Great.
You need to have two. You need a double. They call that double fist. You need to get a double fist.
Mm-hmm. That's some big old glasses. All right, y'all. Last one for go off granny. I love my grannies. Grammy still strutting it. Okay, you better strut it, Granny. No wrong with that. I just use it at Lynn_May_. Show us how you strut it. Get it, get it, get it. Oh, wow. Play it again, Todd. That's a whole Granny out here strutting it. Moving her, got some hip action. Producer says she's a famous performer in Mexico, y'all. A famous performer in Mexico.
Viva
so
la Mexico.
Wow.
Viva la Mexico. She got her own Vegas performance going. This woman look like she'd have been through every plastic surgery in America.
I was trying to be nice and
say, stuff, this,
I'm
this stuff is not adding up.
I'm scared. She doesn't look real.
She looks like Saw.
I'm scared. I was like, I didn't want to be
like,
mean.
She looked like the Muppet off of, I don't give a She looked like that puppet off a straw on the tricycle.
Yeah, she does.
She needs a stop.
I'm scared. And she is strutting now. She working her hips.
She got
her legs
that
out,
tightened
open
up.
And everything, but.
The legs ain't even proportioned to the belly and
yeah,
the tits.
Because of all the, you know, surgery. I'm sure she has, you know.
She
needs
to stop
had,
strutting.
Yeah.
How about that?
And I guess she's exercising as a way. That's because that's exercise, right?
I mean, good for
you
her,
know,
but
right.
Just leave your, stop doing, you want to keep being an entertainer.
Right.
And your body is not proportioned. It just don't look right.
And when it comes to a point where you do, when you look non-human, that should tell you right there, I need to stop. When your face is pulled all the way back, that should tell you, I need to stop. It's too much. Like I said, she looks scary to me. Like, I'm for real. Like, I feel like, Halloween time,
that is
somebody
not a show
dress
I'd be
up
paying
like her.
For.
Like,
I feel like the routines are the same.
Yeah.
I don't think she's doing anything different.
She got her legs. I mean, she paying her dance as well, I'm sure, honey.
And
her legs
pretty,
all
pretty sure she paying her mortgage good, too, in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't as high as us here. Mm. You know, but,
I love
you
a
might
good granny.
Leave that,
she popping it, but.
Might want to leave that in Mexico.
Stay from under the knife, granny. Just leave it alone.
It's too much being done on that face.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow your girls on social media at Jen and V on TV. We have our baby of the nights. We have some fun TikToks. We have all the things, clips of the shows, all of that, y'all. It's a highly engageable type of, you know, social media. So check us out. All right, y'all. We got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all know your girls got more for you. What we got for them, Jen?
Main event. Don't go nowhere. Back to scrolling with your girls Jen and V, and we are at another great part of our show. And what we have for the scrollers, V?
Main event. one of those in a while. What is that hair looking like, honey? Is it popping? Is it not? Like, what's going on with the mane, man? All right, Jen, you're going to kick us off, right?
When you really like gators, what do you do? Let's see what IG Jot Tech _ says about this.
Okay, that is definitely art. And it looks hella good, great design and all of that stuff. But to actually wear that out somewhere, I mean, do you have a job? I mean, any kind of job would be like, yeah, that's not going to work for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain, and I don't know what kind of work he does and all that stuff, but it looks good in terms of whoever did it. The barber did a great job. The style, you love your gators. He got you gated down, baby. But I'm scared when you walk out that door, you know what I'm saying, and go to the J-O-B or out there in public. It's just, if you're doing for a runway walk, yeah, sure. If it's for, you know, it's your birthday, you want some steps, you know, something different, sure, turn up. But what you think, Jen?
I don't know. If it's like a tattoo, possibly, you know, but how you keeping that thing blinking is my question. Is it a battery included in it? I mean, like, how is that connected?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not for me, but you do you. It's give me skateboard mentality. So I'm all for it if that's your eclectic style.
All right, now.
A little different.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Tell me why these pen pans to get their whole thoughts yanked out of them. Like, what? Huh? I'm confused. IG user at Waxing Queen Adventures posted this.
I just had to use that sound for this head wax that I got to go and visit someone and watch. Listen, she is numbing and prepping this scalp and this head for a wax that you guys do not want to miss. Audrey Aloha Wax, I was shooketh when I found out that's what she was using, because I've been using my girl all week. But look at this. So y'all see that? Like, when I'm using a wax, it's not because I just want to play around.
Right.
Because I know she going to eat every time.
But now, my girl
started doing some big wax tricks right here. And I was like, hold on now. What we doing? That look really, really big. But let me tell you something. She had a grip like no other, baby. Look at this. Or look at the strip.
Why y'all put yourself through that?
Now, right. I think this wax is unnecessary.
That's just like waxing cooch. Why do y'all do this to your body?
Please go and grab you some, okay? Use Core Waxing Queen so you're safe, baby. Because look at that. I don't recommend waxing the head. I don't. But it's some crazy men out there that still want to do it, child, like this one here.
That looks so painful.
I know he felt that one. I know that whole section missed the number oil because I know he felt it. Now, this one right here, I had to help her take it off. I ain't going to lie.
They getting their thoughts changed.
I had to stop recording.
That's for
but
sure.
I already. Did get the wax strip and Audrey play. Look at all this.
Oh.
All right, I got a part two, so make sure you guys stay tuned.
And I have
follow
a thing
me
about
so
hair.
Don't miss when I post it.
I have a thing about hair. So disgusting.
But why your head? Why not just be like a normal person and just shave it off? You know, use some clippers and just shave that thing off. Like, I don't understand that. Now, I get my cooch wax and all that stuff, and hey, my gynecologist ain't never said that's not normal, don't do that no more. But your head wax like that, that's to me, like, it's gonna mess up something in my brain. Like, I feel like my brain activity gonna be messed up. You know, like, I think my memories, I'm gonna have memory loss and all that stuff, because that's too much. I don't care if she is a good waxer. Like, what? Mm-mm. And see, you know what? My husband is bald, right? But if he said he wanted to wax his head, I'm like, oh, no, the hell you ain't. I know you're a grown man. You can do what you want to do, but waxing ain't it, bro. What's wrong with them What's wrong with them clippers you've been using for umpteen years? You ain't finna, you know, wax your damn head? That's your head. That's your strongest muscle is your brain. Why would you mess with that? Like, man, like, what's, I mean, what? That's crazy. Like, I don't understand.
Yo, when you finna get those inches no matter what? IG user Travis Parker Hair posted this.
Dude, so pretty. And that dress.
Man, come on.
I don't know why I wasn't expecting that. That's some mid-back f***ing attachments. It's kind of smart.
Wow.
Is it that serious?
I was just going to say that. Is it that serious?
And it's like those things that you put a price tag on clothes.
Why don't you just attach it to her hair?
I mean, so clever.
Hey, I guess if you're trying to do some...
she looks stunning.
Bridgerton type stuff.
I guess
she'll do anything to get the look.
Anything. And
I'd be like,
this
is itching my back.
Yeah. And just think, some of these celebrities probably do that same thing. They probably go through that same process. Yeah, mm-hmm. Getting that done. Like, is it that serious? And I guess they saying for that moment, for that red carpet moment, sure. Looks like she got some type of event that she's part of. I don't know what it is, something.
Yeah, she's
some kind
Indian.
Of event.
She's probably going to a wedding or something like
that. Yeah, but
or being presented.
Yeah, but is it that serious? Like, why can't we just stick to our scalp?
I guess they wanted that length. They put it on the back of the dress to make it longer.
And real talk, it looks hella good.
It's probably too heavy for her head, first of all.
That's
a lot of weave.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Too much hair is too much hair. Like, that's a lot of weave to be attached to the head. So I guess they felt like putting it on a dress might give it a little bit of leeway, give a little bit of light weight, you know, so she can at least maneuver. But why need the extra inches?
Yes, like that. I mean, it's too much, y'all.
Gotta
like,
get them inches no matter what. Pin them on me.
And they
pin
look good. They look good, but y'all go through great lengths, literally, to just have the look. My goodness. You know, we listen and we don't judge, child. We watch and we don't judge, but I guess. All right, y'all. Last one for main event. Sorry, sir. How old are you? Because I want to see this. I just use it at Benny's Take. Benny, girl, what you got for us this time?
You know what I'm saying?
What year were you born?
2004.
You was born again in Christ Jesus? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, in Christ, you can go ahead and become a new creation, but so sometimes the old remains. You know, and you ain't old the way new. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, as I'm looking at you, the exponential growth, right, is evident for the people of God. You know, and it's okay for us to sometimes sit in, right, the wisdom. Because at this point, if you was born in 2004, I'm going to need for you to go ahead and provide citation, right? An APA, you know, APA citation. Because the headline alone is giving at least 1972.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. So I'll play it again. You don't have to play Benny's verse. Because, I mean, y'all, you are lying to me. You have lived a hard life. Like Benny say, it's given 1970-something, okay? At least 1970-something with that hair. And then my thing is, let that hair go. Let it go. Let it be free. Free that hair.
Say he like his mullet. Like, is it a man or a woman? I'm confused at that part.
I have so many questions. Like, I'm not understanding. I really don't get it. And you know what?
You don't have movies. You have dreams. No, he said you don't have dreams. You have movies like, yes, sir. He said, your hairline way back. You're like, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm like, I ain't going to hell.
Yeah, because
I ain't
like,
going to hell in a handbag.
And some people, and I hate to say it, my Caucasian folks, some of y'all be looking old. And you be like, I was born in 2000. I'm like, hold on. I don't like how you said the two. Don't start with the two. You about to say 19. Like, I don't, I'm for real. Like, I'm confusion. I don't get it. Like, wow. And I would be embarrassed. I would be embarrassed. Somebody asked me and I'm saying I'm born in 2004. No, you the hell were not. I need to see some identification. I need to see birth certificate. I need to see a passport.
I don't even know why anybody approaching that person. Because ain't no way in hell I'd be approaching that person. Like that. No. Mm-hmm. No. And why would you walk up somebody asking them when they were born? You lucky you didn't get slapped out.
Ooh,
for real.
Y'all, that was crazy. Main event. All right, y'all. Don't forget to follow us on social media. At GNNV on TV. And don't forget to submit videos, y'all. We get videos from you guys all the time, and we appreciate it. But we want you to attach a selfie video of you saying, hey, but girls, GNNV, y'all got to check out this video. Y'all got to react to it. Slide in our DMs. We appreciate you for it, all right? And you will be on TV. You can say, mama, I'm on TV. All right, y'all, we got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, what we got for the good scrollers, Jen?
What had happened was... Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We are at the last part of our show. And what do we have for the scrollers for the last part? Sad part. We hate to go.
I know.
But this is good. It's always a story behind a story.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. True. So what we have for the last part of our show, V? What had happened was. And that's usually how you end a show. Because right. You're like, what had happened, what happened was. So let me tell you.
So, it's going to be a pretty good story, too.
And I'm going to kick us off. All right. How about that? This should really be a Riding Dirty, V.
Okay.
All right. IG user kind of sort of Milan posted this.
Come with me on a road trip to get cracked. Let's go.
Oh, I think I sent this one in. I did. It's so good.
Okay, y'all. I know I look crazy, but my car didn't make it, so I had to stop and charge again. We are at... Oh, wait. I'm ready to go. So... I'll let you guys know when I get there. Type that caught me diamonds. He can miss me with the bag. Yeah, you see, I have a gentleman putting my chair together today, y'all. 2 hours later, I finally made it. It is 4:06 p.m. I have 47 miles left, and it's time to get this wheelchair and get up out this car, because I need it. Okay, y'all, mission successful. And don't forget, a disabled body does not mean a happy, healthy, satisfied body.
Okay, so what was the point of this?
She said, come with me so I can get cracked. So basically, she's having sex. So she said, come with me. So basically, it's like, I'm in a wheelchair, yes, but I still need to get this coochie cracked, okay? I need somebody to zoom me in. So play it again, Todd.
We're on a road trip to get cracked. Let's go.
A pink test?
Mm-hmm. It's all decked out, too.
Show got them legs and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why she in a wheelchair?
I don't know.
My car didn't make it, so I had to stop and charge again.
Threw her legs over like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know people in wheelchairs and they have to lift their legs.
They have to lift, yeah. I don't know.
She went and she got in the car like with no issue.
With no issues. But something must on her must be this. Like, you think she
wants somebody to feel sorry for or follow her and be like, because either she faking, she ain't thorough.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm like, who tosses their legs over like that from a wheel? Rewind that.
Maybe it's her back and not her leg.
Her spine?
Yeah.
Now let me see her get in this car. She did kind of assist herself. All right, well.
Okay, y'all. Let me not say crazy, that. But my car didn't make it, so I had to stop and charge again.
See, that's some other things about them electric cars. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get my pipes bursted. I'm ready to go. Ain't nobody got time to be feeling like
recharging.
Yeah,
I know. That's why I'm not as good on the electric cars or even the hybrid.
Dirty, all right.
Yeah, okay. Listen, honey. She said, I got to go get this back cracked. That's because I'm disabled. This coochie ain't disabled, though. You heard me? And she got a guy friend. She got to her destination safely.
And he put his wheelchair together.
Yes.
Was that the same man that was putting the wheelchair together?
That's what it looks
that,
like
that cracked
to
her back?
Yes, I would like to think so. Okay. Right? You know, he cracked that damn back, honey. She's like, got it. And she had a bonnet on and everything.
It must
like,
have been good because he putting her chair together
for
her.
Yes, exactly.
You know, ain't no man going to do nothing for you unless you giving it good to him.
Give him that good.
And then they still might, even though you whacking big. I mean, there's some nice men out there.
Yeah, it is.
And overall
he
nice.
He got him the good. Yeah. And I guess he handled his business because she seemed satisfied. She reported in and said, mission
accomplished.
She
was in the bed with her bonnet.
Right. He like, done. Okay, back cracked.
Thanks
done.
For going on my journey with me.
All right, y'all. Okay. TP, we love you. Well, we can't let you hear this. Okay, TP? You got it, Tyler Perry? You got it? We can't let you hear this. All right? IG user at Alicia May Holloway _ posted this.
Finger down if your mom got pregnant with you because she was cheating on her husband with a black man. Meanwhile, she was married to a white man and they had 3 white kids together. And throughout her whole entire pregnancy, her entire friends and family thought that she was pregnant with her husband's baby, obviously. And then the day that you were born, everybody was so excited for your arrival. But then your mom goes and she tells everybody that you died at birth. So everybody assumed you were stillborn. But in reality, she actually gave you up for adoption. And for a little over 25 years, everybody still thought that you were dead and had no idea that you existed. And they recently found out that you existed.
Okay, so why is this Tyler Perry's story or why?
No, because you know Tyler Perry would take it and run with it with a movie.
Oh, well, shit, I want to look at
it. Yeah, Tyler Perry
Please,
would definitely
we
make
do
a
want
movie
you to hear
out of this.
This.
Yes.
Yeah, because you know we like raunchy and dirty and messy.
Mm-hmm. Tyler would definitely
like
make a movie
out of
this.
We love that kind of stuff.
Because that's a, That is a storyline.
Make it happen, Tyler.
Wow. And I don't think a story has ever been created like that I've seen. Maybe there are stories out there like her story. But that's a really good storyline. That's crazy, y'all. That is crazy.
I'm digging it. I'll go to movies and see that.
Ooh, that's heavy.
They ain't gonna put it on Tubi.
Yeah. What up, Tubi? Look, let me and Jen be the actors in that movie, okay?
I'm trying to be on the script. Somebody give me a script.
Put me in, okay? Coach, put me in.
Let me play the thug, bitch. Okay?
And they wonder why people around here walking crazy and stuff because of stories like that. Like, you was adopted. Your mamas told people you were a stillborn. Like, and people get mental issues like that. All right, y'all, we got to wrap up the show. Your girls gotta go. But don't forget to follow us on social media at Jen and V on TV. Y'all tap in, subscribe. We on YouTube at Scrolling with Jen and V. Catch up, binge watch. We'll see you guys next time. Jen and V, out!